Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am VC Pramod, the headlines. Security beefed up across Kashmir Valley after terror attack in Pahalgam. Army, CRPF and J&K police launch joint combing operation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi returns to New Delhi, cutting short his Saudi Arabia visit, holds review meeting with External Affairs Minister and top officials. Union Home Minister Amit Shah holds high-level security review meeting in Srinagar. US President calls up Prime Minister Modi and assures full support. UN Secretary General and world leaders condemn the ghastly terror attack. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeat Lucknow Super Giants by 8 wickets in Lucknow. In Jammu and Kashmir, security across the Kashmir Valley has been increased manifold after killing of several tourists in a terrorist attack in Pahalgam yesterday. The location of the attack is around 85 kilometers from Srinagar in South Kashmir's Anantnag district. Special forces, sniffer dogs and other technical intelligence means have been deployed to track down the attackers. Northern Army Commander Lieutenant General M.V. Suchendra Kumar will be briefed by local formation commanders in Srinagar today on the present security situation in the valley. The frisking operations in Srinagar and other tourist places like Gulmarg and Sonmarg have been intensified. Security has been increased to prevent any potential incidents. Top security sources said that the final figure of those killed is being compiled as rescue and identification efforts continue. Union Home Minister Amit Shah held a high-level review meeting with senior officials in Pahalgam. More from our correspondent.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah, who arrived in Srinagar last evening, is visiting Pahalgam today to have a first-hand account of the situation. He will also visit the injured people in hospital. The joint combing operation by Army, CRPF and Jammu and Kashmir Police is underway in the region. Meanwhile, the trade and industry, religious and educational associations have called for Kashmir shutdown today against the killings of the tourists in Pahalgam. Tariq Rathar, Akashvani News, Srinagar.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in New Delhi a short while ago, cutting short his Saudi Arabia visit in view of the terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir. Mr. Modi, who was on a two-day visit to the country, cancelled his further engagements in Jeddah. Immediately on his arrival, Mr. Modi took a brief meeting at the airport and took stock of the situation with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and other officials. Meanwhile, Indian Ambassador to Saudi Arabia, Suhail Ejaz Khan, briefing media on the Prime Minister's visit to Saudi Arabia, said that the Crown Prince condemned the terror attack and offered any help to India in this regard.
His Royal Highness Crown Prince conveyed his condolences for the leaders strongly condemned this terror attack. His Royal Highness also offered any help that can in this regard. And as you know, India and Saudi Arabia have a very excellent cooperation on the issues related to terrorism, and we continue to work together in this issue.
Mr. Khan said that the two leaders also welcomed the progress made by the joint high-level task force on investments.
The two leaders also agreed to expand the scope of the Strategic Partnership Council, and it has been agreed that from the current two committees, we will have 4 committees in the Strategic Partnership Council, and the 2 new committees which have been agreed upon are on the Defence Cooperation and another is on the Tourism and Cultural Cooperation. Both the leaders also welcomed the discussions under the Joint High-Level Task Force on Investment.
Despite the shortened trip, Prime Minister's visit to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia had several key outcomes. A report.
Despite the shortened trip, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia resulted in several key outcomes. 4 important agreements were signed during the bilateral engagements. These include a memorandum of understanding between the Saudi Space Agency and India's Department of Space, another on healthcare cooperation between Saudi Ministry of Health and India's Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, a pact between Saudi Arabian Anti-Doping Committee and India's National Anti-Doping Agency, and a postal cooperation agreement between Saudi Post and India Post. The bilateral discussions were described as fruitful, substantiative and forward-looking. The two leaders reviewed full spectrum of cooperation covering energy, defense, trade, investment, technology, culture and people-to-people exchanges. Progress on the India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor was also discussed, with both sides reaffirming their shared vision and commitment to accelerating the work on the initiative. A significant outcome of the visit was the expansion of the Strategic Partnership Council from 2 to 4 committees, underscoring the growing depth of bilateral ties. Vinod Kumar, Akashvani News, Jeddah.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Airlines including Air India and IndiGo are operating special flights from Srinagar today in view of the prevailing situation after the terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir. In a social media post, Air India and IndiGo said that they are operating two additional flights from Srinagar to Delhi and Mumbai today. The JNK government has set up round-the-clock emergency help desk for tourists in Srinagar and Anantnag. The emergency control room at Srinagar is 0194-2457-543, 0194-2483-651, and ADC Srinagar's helpline is 700-605-8623. The District Administration Anantnag Control Room helpline number is 0193-222-2337-7780-8-85759-9697-98-2527 and 600-6365-245. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have condemned the terrorist attack on tourists in Pahalgam. Terming it as shocking and painful, the President said it is a dastardly and inhuman act which must be condemned unequivocally. The president said attacking innocent citizens is utterly appalling and unpardonable. She expressed condolences to the families who have lost their dear ones and prayed for the quick recovery of the injured. In a social media post, Mr. Dhankar said that such acts of violence are reprehensible and deserve our strongest condemnation. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said their evil agenda will never succeed. He also expressed his condolences to those who have lost their loved ones and prayed for the injured to recover at the earliest. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Omar Abdullah and leaders across party lines have strongly condemned the terror attack. Union Minister and BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda has said Narendra Modi government follows a zero-tolerance policy against terrorism and those involved in this heinous act will not be spared. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said the dastardly attack on innocent civilians is an act of cowardice. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav also condemned the cowardly attack and expressed his condolences to the families of the victims. Leaders across the globe have condemned yesterday's terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir. US President Donald Trump called up Prime Minister Narendra Modi and expressed deep condolences for the loss of innocent lives and assured full US support to help bring the attackers to justice. A report.
U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance, who is currently in India with his family, also expressed sorrow over the attack, calling it heartbreaking. Earlier, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said Mr. Trump had been briefed on the attack.
The president has been briefed by the National Security Advisor, and he's being kept up to speed as more facts are learned. And our prayers are with those injured and our nation's support for our ally, India. These types of horrific events by terrorists are why those of us who work for peace and stability in the world continue our mission.
Russian President Vladimir Putin extended his condolences. He said the brutal crime has no justification whatsoever. The UAE and Iran have also strongly condemned the terrorist attack. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in a social media post, said that Israel stands with India in its fight against terrorism. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni also expressed solidarity with the government and people of India. Moreover, UN spokesperson said that UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has extended his heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families. He said attacks against civilians are unacceptable under any circumstances. The Secretary General of Muslim World League, Sheikh Dr. Mohammed bin Abdul Karim Al Issa, called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Jeddah. He strongly condemned the terror attack and offered deepest condolences on the innocent lives lost. The Prime Minister commended the firm stand of Muslim World League against extremism, terrorism and violence. Chirag Jha, News Desk.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions in isolated pockets over East Madhya Pradesh, West Uttar Pradesh, East Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Odisha during the next 4 days. The weather agency predicted heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya, Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. Isolated to scattered light to moderate rainfall expected over Karnataka, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Rayalaseema, Kerala, Mahi, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal during the next 7 days. Meanwhile, in Bihar, heatwave conditions are prevailing in many parts, including the southern region. The maximum temperature in Gaya hovered around the 43 degrees Celsius mark yesterday, which was the highest in the state. In Aurangabad, Rohtas, Buxar and nearby areas, maximum temperature was recorded at around 42 degrees Celsius. The Met Department has sounded an alert for heatwave conditions for the next 2 days in several parts of the state. In Bihar, the Surya Kiran team of the Indian Air Force will show its spectacular performances on the second and final day of the aerobatic air show over the Ganga River in Patna this morning. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and Minister of State for Defence Sanjay Seth will formally inaugurate the air show. The programme is being organised on the occasion of Valour Day Vijayotsav of Babu Kanwar Singh and marks the respect to the great freedom fighter of 1857 revolution in Bhojpur in Bihar. Babu Kanwar Singh had defended British forces with his small platoon and recaptured citadel and commanding areas in Jagdishpur, Ara and Danapur in Bihar. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Pramod. All papers have widely covered the terrorist attack on tourists in Jammu and Kashmir on their front pages. The Hindustan Times headlines, terrorists open fire on tourists in J&K Meadow, 26 feared dead. Terrorists kill tourists in Kashmir, headlines the Indian Express. The papers add that the attack took place at famed meadow by Saran near Pahalgam. Foreigners among those reported killed and Lashkar proxy group TRF claims responsibility. PM Modi cuts short his Saudi Arabia trip to and returns to India. The Hindu headlines, Vance calls for closer India-US relations, the Times of India states. JD hard sells US energy, defense parts, asks India to lower non-tariff walls. And finally, here's a story with pictures of a Prayagraj woman who topped the civil service examination. This is covered on the front pages by all newspapers. The Asian Age says, Shakti Dubey tops UPSC exam, three women in top five. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Subhadra. And in more news, in IPL T20 cricket, chasing a target of 160 runs, Delhi Capitals defeated host Lucknow Super Giants by 8 wickets at the Ekana Stadium in Lucknow last night. Earlier put into bat, Lucknow Super Giants posted 159 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Today, Sunrisers Hyderabad will clash with Mumbai Indians in the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad at 7:30 p.m. Moving on to more sports news, the 6-member Indian aerobic gymnastics team has left for Tokyo to participate in the Suzuki Aerobics Gymnastics World Cup 2025, which will be held from April 25th to 27th. The prestigious event is organized by the Federation of International De Gymnastics, FIG, and the International Aerobics Federation, Japan. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Security beefed up across Kashmir Valley after terror attack in Pahalgam. Army, CRPF and J&K police launch joint combing operation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi returns to New Delhi, cutting short his Saudi Arabia visit, holds review meeting with External Affairs Minister and top officials. Union Home Minister Amit Shah holds high-level security review meeting in Srinagar. US President calls up Prime Minister Modi and assures full support. UN Secretary General and world leaders condemn the ghastly terror attack. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeat Lucknow Super Giants by 8 wickets in Lucknow. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and the News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.